وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير الجزاء. آمين to your wonderful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Mawlana. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we all know we have to part from this temporary world. And today we're going to be sharing a story about maut and about death. Remember one thing, that death is a certainty. And getting a kafan, there is a doubt in it. And that's what the story is based on today. There are so many people who are going to the marketplace and the malls to go and buy a wedding trousseau. The bridegroom is going to buy his clothing for the happy occasion. And there are others who are out, you know, going to go and buy their kafan for a janazah, for a mayyat that has just taken place. So we'll have to reflect when we listen to this particular story. In Pakistan, there was a body that was washed up, you know, from the river at one particular place. And it seemed like this body may have been for a few days maybe in the water because it was blown up. And eventually, when the people, the police were informed, when they were notified of this body here, and they made investigations, they couldn't come to any conclusion. So being a Muslim country, you know, they say, called the people of the locality, the imam, and they told them that we'll leave the case open for investigation, but this person must be buried. And it so happened that there wasn't money to even buy his kafan. In those villages in India, some of them, you know, the people just worry about their daily bread and their food. So they had to make up a collection, you know, and they started announcing La Waris Mayyat. In other words, a mayyat who has got no heirs, you know, just a mayyat on his own. And we're doing a collection for a La Waris Mayyat, La Waris Mayyat. And so they accumulated enough money for his kafan, and he was given ghusl, shrouded, and then he was buried. About 3 months or 4 months later, you know, they came to realize that there was a man who was missing, and he was the same man that they found, you know, at that particular village. And he was a very, very wealthy person. He had a lot of property, and he had a lot of businesses as well. And he had 4 sons. And in spite of all his wealth, you know, the time came when it's for his mayyat that they had to collect money to shroud him with his kafan. So you can imagine what is the reality of this worldly life. So that is why it is mentioned that maut yaqini hai, death is certain, lekin kafan ke milne mein shak hai, but there is a doubt in getting one's kafan. That is why each one should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from sudden death. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us death on iman. Every day we should be stretching out our hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman, ma'a al-muttaqina, ma'a al-abrar. Oh Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. Give us death on iman. And wake us up in the year after with iman, with the pious people and the good people. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. These are the du'as that we should be making. And in any our own language that we understand, plead in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on hidayat, on guidance, and take us away, keep us steadfast on iman, and take us away with iman. Then there is another story I would like to share with you, and this is regarding a young person who was going away to Germany. So he went to Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandalvi Rahmatullah Alayh for some advice. So Maulana told him, I'm giving you four nasihats. The first nasihat, that you must give azan loudly. Second one, don't ever miss a salat, perform your salat. The third one, that you must make, you must not make any da'wat. And the fourth one is not coming to my mind now. When it comes into my mind, inshallah, I'll bring it to your attention. But the first three are very, very, very important for us. And when he went to Germany, it so happened that when he was at the university where he was studying, then he would give azan loudly in the lawn, in the gardens, or in the park, or in the lawns, and everybody should assemble around him, and they would be quite intrigued as to what is this person saying, and they would come and inquire from him, right? And in doing so, they try to inquire about the Deen of Islam, and he would just tell them what the Azan is, what is his greatness. Yes, the fourth one was, keep your gaze down. So the first one was, give Azan loudly whenever you're going to perform your Salat. Never miss a single Salat. This was the second Hidayat and the guidance that was given. And then don't become a da'i and go and call people towards deen and start inviting, rather just be involved in your work. And the fourth one is, guard your gaze, keep looking down. So this whole occurrence of his performing his salah regularly and giving out adhan loudly, this caught the attention now of the rector of the university, and they summoned him and they called him up, and he said that, look here, this is an integral part of a Muslim's life, that he says the call to prayer and he performs his prayers. But they couldn't pin anything on him that he was now inviting the people and enticing the people towards a religion, and he's doing anything above the limits or transgressing the limits. So they were quite surprised at this year, but they left it at that particular aspect. So what they did then was, they said that this boy here seems like a pious boy, he's very, very religious. So they got a beautiful girl, on campus, and they sent this girl, dressed very provocatively, and to go to his room. And it just so happened that his room wasn't locked, and she just entered the room unannounced. And when she walked into the room, he put his gaze down, and that was the fourth advice that Maulana Yusuf Kandalvi Rahmatullah Alayhi had given him. And then he started crying profusely, and he started crying and crying. So, you know, Yusuf alayhi salam had a Zulaykha behind him. And then in this world also, you know, there are so many Zulaykhas behind so many boys, and vice versa as well, will find the situation. But this boy was a pious boy, and this boy started crying, and he started sobbing, you know, and he started pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the girl saw him in this condition, then she became ashamed, and then she told him that I would love to embrace your religion of purity. And then she took the shahada and she became a Muslim. So this is the profound impact and effect, you know, of following the teachings of our Akabirin, which are in complete accordance with the Sharia. And alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we can be saved from lots of evil if we follow the nasiha of our elders, which they have derived from the noble Quran. And we too must try and get an understanding of the noble Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is indeed very, very important. Then we also have another story to share with you regarding the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know, they are the famous Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. So they were still very young, and an old Bedouin from the village came to Medina Munawwara. So when the time of Salah came, he began to make wudu, but he was making wudu incorrectly. So Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah saw the old man making his wudu wrong and wished to correct him, but they were not sure how they must correct him. He was an old man, and being young children, they didn't want to point out the old man's mistakes. Now look how thoughtful they were. So they might hurt his feelings. It wasn't good manners to point out the mistakes of the elders. So what could they do? They thought to themselves. So though the brothers, they thought and thought over the problem, and last they came upon an idea. Together, they arranged a plan to teach the man how to make wudu correctly without insulting him, advising him in a very, very befitting, in a manner befitting his age. So they went over to the old man and they asked him if he could help them. So my brother and I disagree over who amongst us performs wudu the best, the two brothers are telling them, the elderly man. So would you mind watching us make wudu and be the judge to see which one of us indeed performs wudu more correctly? Could you please correct us wherever we are wrong? So the man watched carefully as the two grandsons of the beloved of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed wudu in an explicit and beautiful manner. Soon he learned the correct way of making wudu, realizing his own mistakes. So after Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah had completed their wudu, the old man thanked them and he said, "By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I did not know how to perform wudu before this. You both have taught me how to do it correctly." So there is a manner that Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah are teaching us, you know, that how do we correct somebody, not to belittle them, to do it in such a manner that they did not become offended. These are also one of the ways of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, by demonstration. You know, you do what is right and you forbid what is wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, give us a tawfiq of making amal, you know, on these short snippets, these stories that we hear, and to better our lives and better our character, and you know, fulfill hukukul ibad, the rights of mankind. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.